Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From 1 Chronicles 16 verse 41, with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest of those chosen and designated by name to give thanks to the Lord. There's a good chance you may never have heard of these two men, Heman and Jeduthun. They're among the Bible's more inconspicuous characters. In the wonderful worship choirs of King David, they were anointed to give thanks. Heman and Jeduthun were under the king's authority. It was literally their job. And it's your job too. You're under the authority of the King of Kings, who commands you to be thankful. Offer to God thanksgiving. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We worship God by means of his Spirit and rejoice in our life in union with Christ Jesus. We do not put any trust in external ceremonies. Instead, we rely on what Jesus has done for us and are intensely grateful to him. Have you ever been so moved that you sprang into spontaneous worship? Nothing is more thrilling. You will never know what you're missing if you don't praise your Creator with your every fiber. Sing, lift up your hands, cry out, laugh, whatever. If you do it in a spirit of praise, thanksgiving, and gratefulness, God will love it. Plus, thanksgiving leads to better physical, emotional, and mental health. The creator of your soul is a master psychologist. He knows that thanksgiving is not only appropriate, but therapeutic. It's hard to be thankful and at the same time be grumpy, critical, or ill-tempered. From Vision's Word for Today, Heman and Jeduthun.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.